Welcome to the Prep with Mike podcast here at prepwithmike.com. How-to information for survival and preparedness for what's coming. In this podcast, I'm going to cover the importance of having a bug-out bag pre-staged in your vehicle and then anywhere else that you might have to bug out from, such as your office or workplace. Also, the importance of having firearms available to you in your car where legal, and in your home and in your office if it's allowed as well. Because the truth is, you never know where you're going to be when it hits the fan. So you don't know. You might be asleep in bed when your neighborhood is invaded by a bunch of terrorists, which is happening already in Wisconsin and other cities, other states and cities across America. You might be in your vehicle when China drops a nuke on the U.S. or something, and you might never be able to go home. You might be at the office if you work for a living like that. You might have to bug out from there. So you need to have multiple items staged. And in each of these locations, you should cover the basics, which includes a pistol, spare magazines, a rifle. Again, where legal, I never encourage you to violate the law, keep it legal, but have a pistol and a rifle, and then a belt with a holster for the pistol and spare magazines for both the pistol and the rifle. Not a bad idea to have a chest rig set up with the spare magazines and then have a water filter, you know, the pump kind that you can carry with you. Have a bug out bag that you can actually put on your back, like a backpack, where you can carry this gear, the spare magazines, the water filter. You need a compass, you need a signaling mirror, you need a flashlight, you need batteries, you need a fire starting tool. You need a local map of the area in case you have to bug out on foot. You need some, you know, 550 paracord. You need some duct tape. You need a small titanium pry bar. You know, basic tools. I'm not going to go over the whole list here because you can find that elsewhere. This is a bunch of first aid items that you're going to need too. You know, some povidone, iodine prep pads, things like that, a tourniquet, you know, bandaging. Simple things, but you need to have multiple copies staged. And importantly, don't forget about key documents. So it's good to have a color copy of your driver's license, your concealed carry permit, maybe your passport, maybe a copy of your utility bill with your home address on it if you think that might be needed where you are in order to prove that you're a resident of that area. The downside is somebody gets your bag and they might be able to track you to your home. So you're going to have to weigh that and decide what's best for you and your circumstances. But make sure you've got paperwork. What about passwords? What about a thumb drive with files on it that are encrypted? It'd be a great idea to have those files staged in every location. Maybe you have a Bitcoin wallet that's stored on a thumb drive, and you can make copies of that Bitcoin wallet, and you should, but it should be encrypted. Maybe you have documents. You've got your bank account numbers. You've got your investment account numbers. I mean, although there may be a day where that's, you know, useless or valueless, but until that day comes, it would be good to have all that information. Don't forget, you're also going to need a knife and a lighter, you know, things like that. Maybe a little folding camp stove if you've got room in your pack for that. Basically, have bug out bags in multiple locations. And remember this, in your vehicle, you tend to have a lot more space. So don't skimp on preparedness in your vehicle. I carry a lot of gear with me in my vehicle, including a longer range rifle, because you don't know, you might be driving up to your neighborhood and there might be a bunch of Black Lives Matter terrorists there setting fire to the whole neighborhood, because that's what they do now. And maybe they're in a war with your neighbors who are trying to defend themselves against Black Lives Matter terrorists who are carrying, you know, weapons that they bought with all the corporate money they were given by Apple and Netflix and, you know, Nike and McDonald's and Google. They're buying weapons. And so you might need to engage them. Well, sure would be nice to have a 308 rifle in the back of the car where you have a good scope on it and you know your drops and everything. And you could assist your neighborhood in defending themselves against a bunch of terrorists. And you have room in your car to carry that where it's legal, again. But just make sure that thing is ready to roll, because you won't have time to sight it in, obviously. You're going to need to pull it out and be ready to rumble. And in your car, remember, you got a lot of space. So you could have maybe a larger camp stove in your car. Maybe you could have some sleeping bags in your car. Maybe a tent that you could roll out, you know, in an emergency if you had to really bug out and go sleep in a tent somewhere with your family members or whoever's with you. You could do that. You can fit all this in just a few boxes in the back of your car. You know, what about emergency power? Maybe a little solar charger, a power pack that you could use to power your cell phone, you know, charge up your phone. That would be really important. So there's a lot of things that you can stage. The key is to start doing it. I hear a lot of people who talk about preparedness, but they're not doing it. I hear people all the time say, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna get that car ready. I'm gonna gather up all the documents and everything, and I'm, you know, pretty soon I'm gonna have the bug out kit ready to go for the car." Well, why not just start today with what you can find today? Just make a kit that's, you know, 1/3 of a kit, but at least you've got it started. And in your car, by the way, don't forget to carry water, just potable water, because, you know, it's hard to carry that on foot, obviously, because it's heavy. But in your car, you could put a 5-gallon water jug in there. That's what I do. I carry a 5-gallon, like a military water jug in my car. Why? In case I need 5 gallons of water or a bunch of people need water. So take action, get started on this. And when it comes to gear, you know, I'm a big advocate of night vision, and night vision is very expensive. So it's very difficult to afford staging your night vision gear in multiple locations. I mean, who could afford, you know, here's an $8,000 set for the bedroom, and here's another $8,000 set for the car, and here's another $8,000 set for the office. Not a lot of people can really afford that. And I admit, I me neither. I'm not spending, you know, tens of thousands of dollars on night vision for every location. That's too much money. You can buy 3 good rifles for the price of 1 night vision. So some of these items you're going to have to stage in the most likely place where you think you'll need it. And that's probably in your home, probably close to your bed in the case of night vision, because you're most likely to experience something when you're trying to sleep. You know, they're attacking your neighborhood or something's going on in the middle of the night, and that's when you need night vision. So of course, know how to find your night vision and put it on your head and turn it on, and, you know, bring that night vision device down in front of your eyes in the dark, because you're going to be in the dark when this happens. So make sure that you have those skills and you're ready to do that. Have them all pre-focused and everything. Make sure the batteries are fresh. You can swap out the batteries every couple of months or so if you really want them to be super fresh. Although a lot of these night vision devices, they have good battery life now. So not like the old ones that would last about 3 hours. These are much better these days. But go through the motions. Practice. Now, practice. If you have a rifle in the back of your car, you know, practice deploying that rifle. How fast can you unpack it from its case? How fast can you deploy the bipod on it? How fast can you range a target? Do you have rangefinders in there with the bag? You should, because those are dirt cheap now. You can get a decent rangefinder for under $100 on Amazon. And do you know your dope at those different ranges? You should. You should be able to engage targets with a 308 rifle anywhere from, you know, 50 yards out to 800 yards. You should know how to do that. Readiness is the name of the game here. And a lot of people are just not ready. And by the way, you should have some spare cash, some spare silver coins, maybe a little bit of gold if you think it's going to get that bad, you know, in your bug out locations. But definitely some cash and some coins and silver rounds, because you don't know. You might need to spend a lot of cash to buy fuel or something, or to buy a hotel room for the night as part of your bug out plan. So think about these things in advance, and right now work to create your bug out kits for your vehicle, your workplace, your home, and any other place. Maybe you have a relative's house. It wouldn't be a bad idea to have a bug out kit there as well. And then you'll have multiple copies of all the stuff you need. And that way, when things hit the fan, you'll have at least one set that works well for you that you can still find and use. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. Prepwithmike.com is the website. A lot more tips, advice, information, tactics of how to stay alive in the Civil War and the global reset that has already begun. Thank you for listening.